The real Dippy, or Diplodocus carnegii to give it its proper name, the original skeleton from which our Dippy was first cast, was born in North America roughly 150 million years ago. Childhood, education, early career, forget it, it's not that sort of profile. As for Dippy, mum and dad, we know nothing other than that they were big and liked to eat a lot.
The sauropodlets immediately start their lifelong obsession with eating. They will have to grow by 1 ton a year until they are adults.
Its size reflects the fact that essentially it was a machine for eating.
The historian and dinosaur enthusiast Tom Holland.
I think it's been estimated that it spent something like 21 out of 24 eating. So that essentially is what it existed to do, was to eat.
The evolutionary biologist and bone collector Ben Garrod.
They were between, 10, 16 tonnes, and easily the length of two, maybe even three double-decker buses. These are big animals walking around. They're gentle giants.
It's not known when or how Dippy died. His fossilised bones weren't discovered until 1899 by railroad workers in Wyoming, the first near-complete Diplodocus skeleton ever unearthed.
It was discovered at Sheeps Creek, Wyoming, and the first part of it was a huge toe bone.
The bones were purchased by the Scottish-American millionaire industrialist Andrew Carnegie, who wanted a Diplodocus skeleton for a new natural history museum he was building in Pittsburgh. Kathleen Bodenlos, the Carnegie Museum's marketing director today.
Carnegie believed in evolution, and he sent his team of paleontologists on a quest to find a dinosaur. It was a huge undertaking to send the findings from Wyoming back to Pittsburgh, and there was just a massive amount to ship of Diplodocus bones, and it took 130 crates, and this took up a whole carriage on the train to ship it back to Pittsburgh.
So how did a replica end up in the UK, put on public display before the real thing itself? Lorraine Cornish, head of conservation at the Natural History Museum in London, says King Edward VII was to blame for that.
Edward VII visited Carnegie in his castle in 1902, and he saw a picture on the wall, and he said, oh, that'd be quite nice to have one for the museum here in London. And so Carnegie duly obliged. So they'd employed some Italian sculptors to mould and cast the original, all 292 bones. And it arrived here in the January, and then a whole team came from the US. It took them 5 months, and they put it together, and then it opened to the public in May 1905.
Segment 1.
The real Dippy, or Diplodocus carnegii to give it its proper name, the original skeleton from which our Dippy was first cast, was born in North America roughly 150 million years ago. Childhood, education, early career, forget it, it's not that sort of profile. As for Dippy, mum and dad, we know nothing other than that they were big and liked to eat a lot.
The sauropodlets immediately start their lifelong obsession with eating. They will have to grow by 1 ton a year until they are adults.
Segment 2.
Its size reflects the fact that essentially it was a machine for eating.
The historian and dinosaur enthusiast Tom Holland.
I think it's been estimated that it spent something like 21 out of 24 eating. So that essentially is what it existed to do, was to eat.
The evolutionary biologist and bone collector, Ben Garrod.
They were between, 10, 16 tonnes, and easily the length of two, maybe even three double-decker buses. These are big animals walking around. They're gentle giants.
It's not known when or how Dippy died. His fossilised bones weren't discovered until 1899 by railroad workers in Wyoming, the first near-complete Diplodocus skeleton ever unearthed.
Segment 3.
It was discovered at Sheeps Creek, Wyoming, and the first part of it was a huge toe bone.
The bones were purchased by the Scottish-American millionaire industrialist Andrew Carnegie, who wanted a Diplodocus skeleton for a new natural history museum he was building in Pittsburgh. Kathleen Bodenlos, the Carnegie Museum's marketing director today.
Carnegie believed in evolution, and he sent his team of paleontologists on a quest to find a dinosaur. It was a huge undertaking to send the findings from Wyoming back to Pittsburgh, and there was just a massive amount to ship of Diplodocus bones, and it took 130 crates, and this took up a whole carriage on the train to ship it back to Pittsburgh.
Segment 4.
So how did a replica end up in the UK, put on public display before the real thing itself? Lorraine Cornish, head of conservation at the Natural History Museum in London, says King Edward VII was to blame for that.
Edward VII visited Carnegie in his castle in 1902, and he saw a picture on the wall, and he said, oh, that'd be quite nice to have one for the museum here in London. And so Carnegie duly obliged. So they'd employed some Italian sculptors to mould and cast the original, all 292 bones. And it arrived here in the January, and then a whole team came from the US. It took them 5 months, and they put it together, and then it opened to the public in May 1905.